I don't know.
Okay, the stiff hairs on a hog's back. Same thing that you call what you put in a hairbrush.
I can't think of it.
Bristles.
Wow.
You thought of that one? Do you know, we were talking about their teeth before, you know, pulling out those teeth. Do you know what they, do you know what they call those long teeth that the hogs have?
Tusk.
Right. Now, the things that they would feed the hogs in would be wooden
troughs.
And just one would be one
trough.
Do you know any names for a wild hog? No, a hog that's grown up wild.
Just a wild boar is all that I would think.
Now, the noise that a calf makes when it's sort of like wanting its mother. You say the calf is,
I'd say the calf is crying.
Crying. The calf is very common. People say. I would say bawling. Do you know that?
Yeah, but I would never,
How about the noise that a cow makes, kind of a gentle noise that a cow makes?
You mean moo?
Right, moo. I told you there is. The kind of a shrill noise that a horse makes.
A whinny.
Right. Cows and horses, mules, all those things, collectively you might refer to them as your... So you have to go out and feed the. This is not one that would come to your mind. Do you know the term stock used like that?
No.
How about hens, turkeys, geese, and things like that, collectively referred to as fowl?
No.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a.
A hen on a nest of eggs.
Mm-hmm. I think I knew this one. It's hard for me to remember what I used to know and what I've learned doing.
Yeah.
I think I might have known this one.
A setting hen? A setting hen. Yeah, but you know.
But you can't think that a hen on nest of eggs is a setting hen, I know. It's,
yeah, but that's what they were called. But you know, like I say, I'm trying to make this harder than what it, than what it is.
Some technical name.
Right.
Then, you know the question about light bulb? You said, but I didn't ask it the same way as I ask you. You know, I said the thing that burns out an electric lamp. But however I ask it, I can't remember. And I said, I know. I said, what is it that burns in a lamp? And this guy thought and thought, and I thought, this can't be hard. And he said, oh, I know, tungsten.
Oh, no.
I don't know what tungsten is. I nearly died. Now, you were talking about having chickens, sort of a portable thing to carry chickens. Or, well, I don't
know. Coop.
Right.
Chicken coop.
Yeah. Now, when you eat fried chicken, there's a piece that...
Pulley bone.
Right.
That's my favorite piece.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see many of them anymore.
No, the way the chicken doesn't come
right. Well, I was fixing to say, the way they cut it in the supermarkets, they cut the pulley bone in with the breast.
In with the breast, and you don't
right.
cut it anymore. Right.
But now, when my mother buys a whole chicken, and she cuts it up herself, she still cuts a pulley bone.
Mine does, too. Do you remember the superstition that was connected with it? I mean,
yes, the wishbone. You pull it, and whoever got, I never can remember, whoever gets the short side, I can't remember whether they get the wish or whether the one that gets the long one does.
Yeah.
I never can remember which is which.
I never have.
But we always did it.
Yeah,
you know.
But I never have been able to remember which was which either. I've wondered about that. People, you know, when I do these interviews, you know, some people are very, very, very sure it's the short end, and others are very, very, very sure it's the long end. You know,
I just don't know.
I'm not sure, and I can remember, but I really can't.
Me either. I can't remember at all.
Although we always did it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the inside parts of the chicken, for example, that you would eat? What inner parts of a chicken might you eat?
You mean individual names? You want me to name them? The liver and
right.
the gizzard
mm-hmm.
and the heart.
Okay.
The heart
those all referred to as chicken
innards.
Innards. How about the side of a